In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Nice. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm on my new mic today, which is quite fun.
Oh, yeah. So I'll be very curious to hear this back.
Does this sound good? Because I feel
it sounds good to me right now, but...
Everyone that has listened from the beginning, I've been recording on the same mic entire time. Wing switched up a few times, but I have been...
I have, actually.
Same mic that from episode one.
And it was vintage when we started.
It's an old microphone. And I was like, oh, what do I do with this now? And I was like, oh, do I throw it out? And I was like, no, I can't.
No,
like,
you
it's
have
a relic.
To keep it. Yeah.
It's a relic. I can't. But I do think the audio quality on it was quite garbage, so...
It was really... It couldn't pull its weight at the end, which is fine.
It was quite quiet.
I understand.
So I did sound like a little mouse in the episodes, but...
Quiet and poppy, banging around.
Yeah,
bang.
Oh, look, that didn't even pop too much. It's fine.
Anyway. Hi, everyone. We're going pop, pop, pop at the beginning of the app.
Okay, so we're talking about...
Well, should we set the scene first?
Yeah, go on.
A bit of erratic energy, I think, because we're coming in the morning, so this is going to come out today.
Yeah.
You know, we've kind of got our knickers in a twist. We were just having too much fun yesterday.
Yeah.
And we went to see Madame Web. And it's just everything's up in the air. So we didn't record. So then... Now
we were like, okay, we'll do it. And then I had a long train journey back from Brighton yesterday, so it didn't feel like at the end of it, okay, let's do a recording session at the end of it.
You didn't get back till late, right?
Didn't get back till about 10 probably. I didn't get back.
I mean,
so then the last thing you want to do is be like, okay, now let's record.
Yeah, no offense, guys, I'm sure you'll understand.
And then I've got my writing.
You don't want to hear me at 10 p.m.
No, you really don't.
You just don't.
And then I've got writing at 5:30. Well, I've got to leave at 5:30, so
that's fine. We've got loads of time.
We oh my God, we've got so much time.
You know what I did last night?
No, you didn't.
I did. So basically, Seffi, I was actually thinking this morning, I really just love having you in my life because for so many reasons. Thanks. So many reasons. Because I was thinking, had such a good time when Seffi came down.
It was so nice.
It was really nice. And not even in a thing of like, oh, it was really nice. Like, it's always nice to see a friend.
Yeah.
But I was really thinking, because we have so many conversations about like our limits and our feelings and stuff and like what we want. And it's like, oh, it's just sometimes you need your own company or whatever. And I just
Absolutely.
Very much feel like we just get the vibe of being like, I can just be in my own company and you're also next to me, which
yeah.
is fine.
Yeah, that's perfect.
which is ideal. But I was really thinking this morning, I'm so glad you're in my life. Because you did me such a kindness of recommending a new Nintendo Switch game. Do you want to take the floor?
Well, I'll tell you the origin of it.
Yeah.
I was, as previously discussed, I'm in a stage of my life right now where reality seeming not too nice right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, right, okay, I need to find something to distract me. Could go into Game of Thrones again, something like that. But what do I want to do? Where do I want to be? Googled. New Switch games, or like good Switch games, like Stardew Valley, crucially.
Iconic.
Like Stardew Valley, like Animal Crossing, nice games.
Yeah.
This one came up, the Cosmic Wheel Sisterhood. Instantly, sorry. What did you say?
Excuse me?
Come again? The Cosmic Wheel Sisterhood. Looked into it.
Beautiful.
It's all about tarot.
Iconic.
And if you want to get hooked on it, I would just recommend watching the trailer. Just type in the Cosmic Wheel Sisterhood trailer Switch.
Iconic.
The trailer of it is what I was like, oh my God. And as soon as I saw it, I just thought, Wing needs to know about this.
I just actually think the gaming world is an underrated way to like turn people's minds off. Because I think as well, it's people get themselves in the cycle of being like, oh, I can't bother to like sit down and watch a film, or like they don't have the attention span to
it's just almost pull open
a new series.
Watch something, but it's like play something.
You're just going to sit on your phone scrolling through TikTok, which definitely has its time and place.
Oh, 100%.
But like, I really think sitting down with the intention of relaxing, or the intention of like,
going into something.
Yeah, going into another world and just kind of doing something just purely fun, just purely for you.
But the thing is, I don't necessarily find them relaxing games. I find them, I go into a frenzy and I get
thrilling.
Yeah, I go
exhilarating,
a bit hysterical. Like if I play Sims is a real one that I need to have limitations on.
You actually have to have boundaries when it comes to the Sims.
And I always say, like, Harvest Moon is this game series that I've loved my entire life. Friends of Mineral Town, people, like, best game ever created.
Friends love, of, shout love, out to love. My friends from Mineral Town.
Friends of Mineral Town.
Oh, by mistake.
Friends of Mineral Town is a Game Boy game. But
it sounded like that's where you were from. Yeah, yeah, go on.
And that, I remember when I was a kid, like, even being, like, 12, like, recognising that I needed boundaries, but then being like, do I have time to open this game? Because if I open this game, it's 3 days. Mean, like, can I lose 3 days now?
Yeah. Well, this is kind of what I was saying when you recommended this game to me. I was like, I just need the moment where I know. And I didn't really have time yesterday, but I had time enough.
You definitely didn't.
But I had time to, like, start it. Like, yeah. I really saved it to, like, I got into bed. Heated blanket. Yeah, I know. We are just grandma people. We get into the grandma...
Grandmas don't play games. Grandmas don't play games.
I will definitely be playing games.
We will, because we're game people, but we're not grandmas. We're...
Heated blanket is grandma, come on.
No, do you know what it is? This is the thing about women only allowed to enjoy their life once they're past a certain age. It's not grandmas. It's like, this is people... Everyone likes to be warm. Yeah. Everyone likes to be entertained. Everyone likes to be well fed. Why is it grandmas?
Everyone likes to be warm.
They do. But it's like suddenly it's put in these on grandma.
That's because that's the kind of the personality that we put on that, of like, you're maternal and you're giving, you want to cook food or what, and you want to sit in there, you want to be cozy, you want to make people feel cozy, you want to feed them.
I don't want to feed other people. I want to be fed.
Do you not?
I much prefer the role of eater rather than ET.
Okay, I'd be the ET. Yeah, I'll be the feeder, and you can be the feedie.
I like to be the feedie.
When there's people that I love to like make sure they're really full to the brim.
You're good with that. I'm good with like drinks almost. Like I'm good with like, but like for example, my sister is a good cook. She will when she comes home, she is the house chef sort of thing. She will cook for everyone, whereas I.
Enjoy eating it.
I just don't slip into...
I will be at the dinner table waiting
for my
turn.
I'll be around. But it's not my role. Yeah, I don't enjoy that.
But I love watching people that I love eat.
I don't.
Okay, fine. Well, there we go. That's why we're a great combination.
I actually think about you with that often. Because you say that you enjoy watching people eat in general.
I can't really explain it, but it's just so human... Watching someone eat is almost like it's so real. Intimate. It's so real. And like, oof, I don't know. It kind of could bring a tear to my eye.
God, I love that.
I don't know why it moves me so much to the point where, and this will shock you. Guys, you've heard whispers. You've heard the dregs of this story. There was this. There's an evil man who has been in the vicinity. He's been rotating through the sphere of my life. In a really horrific way, like just evil abusive
man.
Guy. Yeah, evil man who he'll get his comeuppance, I'm sure. Karma is
every day. Every day.
He's going step by step from town to town. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember one time he was sat in the garden eating like a sandwich or something. I don't know what he was eating. And I felt so much. I think it's like an empathy thing. It's like I felt moved by it.
Is that embarrassing? No, it's just strange. Like, I guarantee people will be like, oh yeah, I get that.
Just watching people eat, it's like, oh my god, look at us all here. Like, oh, I don't know. Anyway, It's a bit Shane Dawson, I'm an empath, maybe. It's a bit embarrassing.
No, it's not. Oh, Jesus, no. It's not that at all. I do have
anyway.
A sort of pet peeve with when there's like an old person eating.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And then someone's like, oh, look at
that. But that's because it's kind of the infantilization of an old person.
Yeah.
It's like, I think that's more about the fact that they're elderly. Mine is like,
no, yeah,
watching
yours is
you
all
chew, watching you kind of, there's a crumb. Oh, a crumb just fell. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, this is my nightmare.
Really? It just...
crumbs falling. I don't like
it. It moves me emotionally. I feel weird now thinking about it. anyway.
What?
I don't know. It's just like, it's really sweet. It's like, God, look at you. Like, it's such a humble... it's just... especially if you watch someone like really enjoying their food, it's like, oh, God, I just want the best for you.
It's sort of like they're really in it on their own.
No, they don't have to be on their own. They could be with me. They could be with anybody. They could be in a group. But they literally could be anywhere. It's just eating.
It is absolutely
And particularly when they enjoy it, it's like, oh, I'm so happy for you. I don't know. Anyway.
I do love eating with you. That's one of the things that
me too.
We're really good at together.
We are good at things like that together. We were kind of having this conversation yesterday. We're good at like things for the senses, like the things that we enjoy.
People.
Yeah, we want to be like on a roller coaster. Getting a massage, we have never done together, which is fair enough.
But we smell a lot of things together. The other day you came out of the toilet
together.
Yesterday. You like popped into a cafe to wee.
Yeah.
And then I just saw your face confused, looking around.
I was really looking
around.
And
I popped out of, what's it called? What's that place called?
Neil's Yard.
Being like, smell my hands.
Yeah. It's like, and I was enthralled.
Honestly.
Great sense.
We love smells.
Curated there. Yeah, no, we do. We do love smell. We just, it's a sensory thing. We also had a big conversation. Maybe we should put this in. Mm. If you're ever in Brighton and you need a wee in the lanes,
yes,
you should sneak into the Trading Post, the one that's like on the corner opposite Infinity Foods, and buy that cafe called Dharma, I think it's called. Run straight up. The toilets are upstairs. You can just run in past the till without
past
buying anything.
The
run in like and a vigilante. And you can just go to the toilet and then come back. Just in case, because it's actually, and you really make me think of this all the time, it's actually a feminist issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a hate crime. The fact that toilets aren't accessible for, like, children, people with periods, etc., etc.
Pregnant people, yeah.
It's a sexist issue. Anyway.
I think this in clubs quite a lot. I'm not that I'm really in clubs that much anymore, but when I used to be out in the clubs, when I was maybe in my younger years, I would always think, you look at the boys' toilet, and I also think in fucking airports, men's toilets, in and out, they're in and out, in and out, in and out. They have the same number of stalls. In the women, same number of stalls, even potentially more, they've expanded or whatever. And the queue is out of everybody's ass. It is insane. It is
out of everybody's ass.
Such an insane queue.
Yeah.
The girls are missing their night. The girls are missing their flight. Because of this toilet.
God, spoken word. No, it's true. There's actually a book that talks about this and like goes in detail about this whole thing. And I think it's called Invisible Women.
Well, it sounds divine.
Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, the name speaks for itself.
You'll find it.
But yeah,
so
expand
fucked.
Girls' toilets now.
Now.
That's my order.
Honestly,
if you're
or
on a,
else.
On a committee.
Or else.
Or else.
There will
or
be
will,
hell to pay.
Or I will wee on the floor. Or, do you know what? Or I will
you.
Be going in the men's, which I do
I'll
often.
I'll push you to the ground, straddle your head, and piss into your nostrils until you die. I don't know what I say.
Waterboard.
Piss into your nostrils is intriguing. God, bizarre. Okay.
But I just think it's like, don't ever be, I mean, it's scary to go into the men's, but I think if you're with some friends, don't ever, ever, ever be embarrassed or whatever to go into the men's toilets, because it's like, you know what? You guys are going in and out. Why should I stand in a 20-minute queue to have the same rights as you?
Recently, I was in Selfridges randomly, and I just needed a wee, and I just walked into the toilet. But you know, sometimes I... the signs they have for the toilets or whatever, it's like, stop trying to be like funky.
Stop putting like lipstick on her.
Who's in a dress? I can't tell. Like, where am I going here? But I just walked in, and then when I came out of the cubicle, there was a cleaner there, and he was like, oh, you're in the men's. And I was like, well, I'm done now, so I guess I'll leave. But like, I was like, okay, I know, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I realized, but like, it's fine. Like, Yeah. I'm done now. What do you want me to do? Go and get my piss back out of the fucking...
Shove it back in?
Yeah, out of the fucking pipes. Pipes.
Yeah, quite weird.
It's in the pipes. Hermione.
Hermione's worked it out.
Pipes.
Pipes.
How's it getting around? Pipes.
Pipes. That is quite scary, though. It's using the plumbing. Horrible.
Using the plumbing. Just not a phrase that would ever come out of a child's mouth.
It's using the plumbing. It's like kids don't know what plumbing
is. Using the plumbing. Good plumbing. One, JK. Anyway. Oh, well, this is a nice little catch-up. I'm liking this. Also something I've been loving recently.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is starting your Swifty journey, Seffy to Swifty.
Oh my God.
In your indoctrination
I'm enjoying
era.
This so much.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good, good.
Why do you not think I am?
Because I need you in floods of tears. Like, I need...
I haven't been yet. None of them have moved me to floods of tears yet.
The thing is, we could go there, but we can't. We have to push things off. There are certain things.
Why don't we go floods of tears? Oh, no, we don't want floods of tears.
No,
nothing relevant to my life at the moment.
But that's where she... Okay, so that's almost, I think, Taylor Swift's highest power. Her God-given gift, among many, is the way that she is going to, like... unfold her life into this beautiful story for you. And whether she's vague or incredibly specific, if it's the right one for you in that moment,
it will
literally, you can pick it up and place it over your life, place it over the people that you know, place it over the things that you've done and things that you've experienced and the ways that you felt, and it's as if it's like, God, is she behind me?
Wait, yeah,
is she sneaking up on me? Where, like, how did you do that, woman? Lady, how are you doing this? But there are certain songs of hers that, I mean, and I say My Tears Ricochet, I was listening to every
Well, can we listen to that? I've never listened to that.
You have, it's on Folklore,
but maybe we should listen to that in the Seffy Swifty journey.
But even that, it's like, that's one of the saddest songs of all time. And even Hoax as well, again, like, it's the Folklore Evermore vibe, but those are songs that it's like, yeah, they're really, really sad, and I have no business listening to them in my own life. Why am I doing that? And yet there is still almost a league above that of, like, blacklisted songs that I will just not entertain from her, to be honest, ever,
because they're too sad,
because they're so brutal. And I will name
and
them now.
They? Those are intriguing me.
For example, Ronan is one. Bigger Than the Whole Sky is another. I'm like, when am I listening to that? Soon You'll Get Better. That's
I've
a
never
kidder.
Heard of any of these.
Marjorie is obviously one.
Oh God, yeah. Not now.
That is truly the most beautiful song I've ever heard in my life. Like, but it's like, I can't do that. I can't go there. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, literally just a kind of one rig below that. It's like My Tears Ricochet. It's like, this is gutting. It's absolutely gutting. Best song I've ever heard. I'll listen to it every day. Mental.
Well, let's listen to that. Can that be on the next playlist you make me?
Of course, yes.
If you haven't seen...
Yeah.
I hope you have seen this, because if you haven't...
You're,
I mean,
really missing out, actually,
you
frankly.
Really are,
if
actually.
You like us, which
no,
I
genuinely.
Hope you do, I would like to feel safe here. If you like us, Do you like me?
Well, we have been making, Wing has actually been making curating these videos, but we've been filming them. These beautiful videos of Wing showing me Taylor Swift sort of playlist, like song. She's curated me. The first one was, go on, what was the first one?
So the first one I brought Sevi in and I was like, this is a collection of Taylor Swift songs under the kind of a vision, within the theme, within the umbrella of You're Escaping the Capital with Peter Millark. Right? This is how hard I'm trying, guys. I need some respect here. I am really putting everything on the line to get this girl understanding the fathoming that we're looking for.
I love that you did that.
It was iconic.
And yeah, so there are the you can see some videos on
Instagram, TikTok,
Seffi and Wing. And we're just making some videos at the moment, and I just really think you'd like them.
Me too, actually.
I really do. If you like
I am enjoying them.
You will enjoy them.
Yeah.
I believe.
I believe as well. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Anne Frank would have been a believer.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That's the second time in 2 days that I've made that reference, which is really embarrassing.
But it is a classic reference.
It's so good. It's like, what the fuck was that? What lapse of judgment.
Do you know another lapse of judgment that also involves Anne Frank?
Oh, God. Okay.
Not as in the
not
Nazis,
her lapse of judgment.
But as in,
yeah.
The fucking Fault in Our Stars situation. What was going on at that point in time where Anne Frank was being used as like a pop culture sort of romantic?
I think it's in the way that we were learning history, we'd kind of reached that point where we were like far enough. They were teaching, like, for example, World War II in a way that was as if it was like a history drama or like an amazing action movie. And it really like dehumanized the people who were living through that situation because they'd almost, we just made it far enough. It's like, we're not post-war anymore. We are in like a different realm where we have children who could never understand. Totally.
And also the images of it being in black and white, I think that sort of thing does help to distance things when our media looks so different now.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
Oh, God. Crazy fucking thing to study as a kid when you realise it's like your grandparent. It's just, oh, God, it's just bizarre.
I also think just the kind of the early 2000s, like the 2000s, the 2010s, like it's just, it's a bit of a free-for-all, I think. Mm. With the internet, I think it made people feel like an ownership over their ideas in a way that they hadn't before. Like it's like, I have something to say and I can announce it to my 400 friends on Facebook. And I think that changed the way that we view like our authority and what we should speak about.
But I just wonder, as a writer, you're writing Fault in Our Stars. Can't remember if it was, is it John or Hank?
John.
Whichever one it was,
it's
of those brothers.
Yeah.
John. I just don't know what, was he in Amsterdam and did he go there and think, this is a good scene for that?
Well, do you remember when we were in Amsterdam, we were walking past and that girl was like doing photo shoot outside the Anne Frank house?
It's so odd. It's so, so fucking odd.
Okay, can we actually say this on the podcast? Because I know we have thoughts on this. This is just to end up, wrap it up in a little ribbon and a bow.
Okay.
We watched Madame Web.
Boy, did we. Boy, did we.
And I wish you were there. I wish you could have seen us reacting.
You could have
actually
shared our popcorn.
We had live reactions. We had visceral reactions to what we were experiencing.
It was so strange.
Obviously, we went into it. So if you don't know, Madame Web is like, I think it's Marvel adjacent. I don't actually think it's directly from
Marvel. Is it not
Marvel.
In that universe?
It's in association, yeah. And it's not in this kind of like, I think Dakota Johnson said like it's not technically in the same world as like Tom Holland's
Captain America.
Captain America, etc.
Whoever that
hubby.
Yeah, whoever that is.
I think it's Sony, which I think is the problem. But anyway, it's
I
part
did
of the
see
Spider-Man
that logo came up at the beginning. I thought, I haven't heard great things.
Great things, yeah. I've heard bad things, in fact.
I've heard actually very bad things.
Yeah, and this proves it. But it's a Spider-Man film. But it's Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, and some other girls that I don't know their names, unfortunately. But they were great. And this random guy, what's his name?
Well, his name in the film is Ezekiel or something.
He was the star of the show. Like he was the thing that put it into a different league for me.
It's crazy. That
everything
was
he said, we died laughing at him. Not with him, by the way. At him, very much.
It was absolutely insane. So this actor, I have seen this actor before because he was in a BBC thing called
The Serpent
that I watched at the time.
He's using the plumbing.
I knew who he was. It was like...
I didn't know who he was.
I'd seen him before.
But not like this.
Oh,
never like this.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
I've never seen anything like this, in fact.
It was so kind of 90s, like...
So what, strange.
What? It was cheap as chips.
Cheapy
what am
Gonzalez.
I watching?
I actually enjoyed that film so much.
So did I. So
obviously
did I.
It's absolutely mortifying.
But there were elements that weren't mortifying, but there were elements that really fucking
kept
were.
Saying like there were just threads, there were tiny whispers of what could have been if
webs
it was taken
even.
Into yeah, webs. Her web connects them all. There were yeah. tiny webs, and with the responsibility of this film came great power great, that they just yeah. mishandled.
It was mishandled. And I was having the thing where I needed a wee in the film. Obviously we both did multiple times. And I had the thing where I was like, I don't want to go. Like, I'm trying to choose good like scene, boring scenes yeah. essentially to go to the toilet in. But I was struggling to find a scene that I didn't want
to
watch.
That
is a crazy thing that I was not expecting to experience during Madame Web.
It's objectively, capital N, capital G, not good. God.
Yes, exactly. But also under the same time, brackets, good.
So enjoyable. I had honestly the time of my life.
It was good.
And I actually feel bad because Dakota Johnson then said, like, I think, and you can see this so much, that like through reshoots and just through the whole production
it's
process,
confused.
The what the film was and what it was supposed to be changed so much, which I think is really sad. I must, like, I just think it's an interesting thing as a woman, even is an interesting thing, like layer added to it. But as an individual and as a young person, as an actor, being, or not even as an actor, but just in your job, you're working in this role where you are the face of something, but you're really stripped of so much autonomy and so much control. And you have to have so much trust in the people, essentially the money men.
But they don't deserve
pumping
the trust.
You
like,
and
they
no, totally,
it so
of
bad.
Course not. And that's why it's so scary, because it's like you can be the face of something that ultimately is going to flop, and also you're filming it knowing it's going to flop now.
Also,
because you
it
know it's
ends
changing,
up looking like something that you didn't sign up for.
Exactly, and it's like it's kind of a consent issue. It's really.
Definitely.
Interesting concept. But anyway, loved it. Had a great time.
Really enjoyed it. I actually would recommend it, because. I never, ever get hooked by Marvel things, really. I think I just missed it. Or like, there's something about the style of it that just doesn't speak to me. But when I watched the trailer of this, and she's kind of on the subway, and it's like fast, it's like, oh God, it's grungy. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
I was like, this looks good. And it's premonitions. She's a paramedic. I'm into it.
Exactly.
I'm into it. And there were so many good moments.
Potential.
Like, the diner scene. The subway scene. That might be it. But they were good.
I didn't mind the scene with the bird and the microwave.
I didn't mind the bird and the microwave,
Oh, I liked the balloons.
Yes.
The baby
I liked
balloons.
The balloons.
I liked that a
but
lot.
I didn't
that was
like
me jump out of my skin.
The cave. The, you know, there was
didn't
so
like
many.
The cave. Didn't like the kind of vortex white light thread connecting
Definitely
around.
Definitely not.
Yeah, there are a lot of things going on. But anywho.
Kind of don't kind of do recommend Madame Web.
I actually do recommend it if you've literally got nothing better to do and you want to see what
the
hell Stephen Wing we're talking about.
I've been seeing a lot of things at the cine as we do in life.
It's a good thing to do.
I would recommend Madame Web for a fun time over June.
Totally. I mean,
over June 2, which I did think was bad, to be honest.
I'm really
actually
excited
bad.
To watch June 2, though. And I'll get back to you. I'm really excited to watch it.
I know, I'm excited for you to watch it, but I do think it was very, very, very luxurious with its runtime, and it didn't say anything at all.
Which
really,
is gutting.
It
a
was
bit
a shame.
Like goes without saying podcast, hey?
It really is. But I would, a film I actually would recommend, which I never heard anyone really talk about, Wicked
the letters.
Little Letters.
Really?
I would recommend it.
I haven't seen it. I've just seen the trailer about 5,000 times.
I'd never seen the trailer or anything when I went into it. I went in completely blind.
Was
it
funny?
It's a true story, and it's humorous in a way that's like, I think it's aimed at a slightly older audience.
It's definitely aimed at older
those
women.
Sort of
things.
My audience was roaring with laughter. I had some...
Was Boris Johnson in that audience?
He wasn't
no?
there, no. He
no,
wasn't
he couldn't
God.
Make it.
Terrific. He has been spotted at the Didcot Cineworld where... I do regularly
where
attend.
Seffi famously frequents.
I do famously frequent. But yeah, anyway.
Stunning.
I've got to go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get Perfect. Out of here. That was a lovely little catch up. I hope everyone's okay. We love you.
Yeah.
Hope you're okay. if you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.